Service. Wednesday, September 6th, 2023 at 6:31 PM. Welcome everyone. We have Councillor Wash, Councillor Hancock, Councillor Leach, and Councillor Gambie are here tonight. Any changes to the agenda? Okay. Approval of our minutes from last month?
They look fine to me.
Yeah.
Great. Yep. No problems from here, Mr. Tracer.
All right, well, for the committee this evening, this is something that we spoke about a while back, actually the beginning of the year. I started working on this. First off, I reached out to Osborne Aquatics in Albany to find out who designed their kitty, their splash pads. They have a small slide and stuff like that. So they hooked me up with a company out of Wisconsin, actually, who designed theirs. So I got in touch with those folks, and they were actually really great to work with. So we sat down over a couple different phone calls and video chats and stuff like that. They talked about, you know, got some information about the community, what we think the community might want to see, and came up with the design here before you. Now, this is just a very rough preliminary, what could happen in that footprint just north of the pool. We talked about doing this in a couple different phases. And also, we talked about rotating complete 180, having the 0 to 1 foot section closer to the south end, or the north end of the pool, the south side of the park. So that the thought process behind that was, for one, that's what I feel like the community needs first, is the small toddler type stuff. And that way we could also phase it in better, easier, right? So they said, no problem, we can easily flip that around, blah, blah, blah. So that was earlier in the year, and then summer hit, and this got tabled for a bit, just for other projects took priority over this. And now that those projects are starting to wind down, I figured we'd open the discussion back up and kind of get some feedback and honestly see if you want staff's time spent on this or not. I think it'd be a great idea. This is something that was mentioned in the Parks Master Plan that was done a few years back, quite a few years back. We're ready for a new one.
Yep.
So this is eligible for SDC funding. If we decide to go that route. So, yeah, you know, and I've included a few different items that they, you know, obviously they suggested a couple of things here and there, but nothing set in stone, or just some different things we could do. I also included a couple kind of similar projects that they've done in other communities. I included this Apple Canyon one mainly because it's a lot like ours. It has a big lap pool, and then right next, adjacent to it, is the kind of the toddler section. I included the Veterans Memorial one because what they're proposing to do, the slide section over here, those are called runout slides, which I had to, explain that to me. So runout slides don't actually have a splash pad, a pool to land in. You don't land in a pool. You just roll on the slide and water just stops you, right? So what that does is it makes so we don't have to have a lifeguard out there.
Oh.
So it's less staffing. And that's the other thing to bring up is they designed this with staffing in mind. They've changed their concept of how they have designed pool structures like this, to where everything's see-through. Everything is line of sight, pass-through. So that, again, saves on staffing. You know, one guard could see through this whole section and cover more of it that way.
Interesting.
Yeah, so just a few different things that they have learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We can piggyback off of their knowledge. Like I said, this is just something that I wanted to bring back up and see, kind of get everybody's thought process, opinion on. You know, if it's something we want to continue with the, you know, having them start designing something a little more in depth. Also see what it would take for pumping, because I want to keep this separate, the pump and motor separate from ours, because ours is grandfathered in to some prior laws and rules. So this would be separate from that. And see if we want to get some pricing and see about moving forward on some of this stuff or not. So, thoughts, questions?
Well.
Right? This is one of those things, but well.
Well, our community is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Pool, I know, is overcrowded all the time. People are just so happy to swim. Something like this for the little kids would alleviate them in the big pool, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know. But it would give the little kids something to do. Mm-hmm. And if it could be something that you wouldn't have to worry about a lifeguard.
Right. It would still require staffing over there.
Which, sure,
many.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it could. Would a person just be able to, whatever was there, that they could look at it,
right.
And
yeah,
it wouldn't be something that they would be like for guards, where they'd have to sit and make darn sure, and
right. Yeah.
And
especially,
you know, the parents would be there too. It wouldn't be.
Especially the toddler section, zero to, I think they call it a zero to 2 foot, which I would suggest we flip this.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be best.
Mm-hmm. This has been talked to death,
conceptual.
I'll tell you. And it's, you know, I think probably it's doable if it's something that's not going to kill us cost-wise, and if you can do it in sections.
Right, and I think that's just it. If we can do it in phases,
yeah,
whether it's just pumping in the kiddie section,
uh-huh.
And then add the slides handful of years down the road, or
sure.
What have you, or shoot.
Yeah.
If it's not as much as, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
So I didn't talk to them at all about pricing yet, because I just.
Sure.
I didn't want to waste
your
time.
Exactly.
Right.
No, that's
so.
Right.
Thoughts?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I love about this committee is everything's always so positive.
Right?
See, this is the
like
best.
Just a breath of fresh air. Yeah. We're always focused on doing good things for the community. And so it's really, and I looked at your drawings that you provided earlier. Can you place me just a little bit on where this would be? I know you're saying north of the pool. Are you talking about removing the ball courts then?
Yes,
or
this would be
that space?
Correct. This would be the basically right where that basketball court is currently. So at that point, we decide if we want to shift it over to the other green space over there, or over to a different spot over at Laurel Park.
And
that's more of that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be fenced? It's just open
it
for
you? It would
use?
Be fenced.
Yeah, okay, good.
I would prefer to have this as part of the pool. So.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it won't affect the fencing we've already done. When we did that fencing, I made sure that the contractor understood that northern fence might be cut down to probably a 4 foot fence.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yep, we can easily do that. Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that fencing that is there was the original fencing post-wise.
Mm-hmm.
They just stretched a new fence
mm-hmm.
on it. So that was a pretty minor portion of that, that project. So,
is there a lot of activity in the basketball court over there?
At times there are, yeah. You walk the dog quite every day.
Yeah. It gets used. A lot of them don't, but this one really gets used. So yeah. You're talking about you would just move that over.
I think that would probably be best. I don't want to eliminate the basketball court over there. I think moving it to someplace right in that same area would probably be best for everybody.
Yeah, just to the east. The field's there.
Right. Yes, just to the east.
Of the sidewalk, yeah. Yep. Yep. Well, I think this is a great thing. I think our families would really appreciate it, and it just adds to the local attraction.
Right? Yeah.
And in this day and age where people are putting off vacations and everything
else,
I think the more we can do to brighten up their opportunities throughout the day here, I mean, I think it just really provides a great service for them. I love the water park idea, and I know the kids ask about it. So I'm surrounded by 6 grandkids.
Right.
Hey, Grandpa.
I know that they would be thrilled to hear that. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's really, I know that we're in a tough position because we're going to be looking at funds and wells and all these other things. Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of competing forces for the dollar right now and priorities. But, I mean, how would it hurt us to get some costs? Is it
right? Nothing. I don't think.
Not at all.
And he said it would come from SDC's funds.
It can be funded out of the SDC, Parks SDC program.
Well, I didn't bring my budget book. Do you have a separate SDC program for parks?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, there are. I thought I recalled that. Right.
Yes. That's what we funded the Alderdale Park out of.
Yeah.
I know this current fiscal year we put $400,000 in that park. Or in that line item, just because we wanted to make sure if anything came up with that park over there, we wanted to make sure it was fully funded. But I think what's left over there is pretty minor. We've got the path is somewhat complete. I'm going to be putting some trees in pretty soon, which will require an archaeologist. So that's going to be a little bit more out of that than just planting trees. But so there will be still funds in there, that fund this year to have somebody finish some drawings, get some pricing.
Yeah, just kind of see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's always people over there at that park. Except when it's really, really hot.
Right.
But there's always somebody over there messing around, wanting a few thingies and park there and at the, you know, playing with kids. Yeah.
Been very happy with all that.
Park it's just turned out
so neat. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I for one really appreciate this kind of thought process.
Yes.
So I do. It's spot on right with what we could do, because we can do it within what we have.
Yes.
Without making it so expensive that we.
That's the goal, is to live with our means.
Exactly,
And when the pool passes, then be part of this the addition, right? Think buy a pool pass, use a pool, or use these.
Yep.
So we might see them go up in sales.
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah.
The way I have envisioned, talking with the folks at Water Concepts, so what we do is a 4-foot fence behind the diving board where the fence is now. That'd be cut down to 4 feet. Then there'd be a 6-8 foot opening, probably the west end, away from the diving board. The thought there is to slow kids down as much as possible, running back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just wide open, but some sort of buffer. Right.
That's why you're talking about keeping a fence in place.
Correct.
Not totally eliminating the northern fence.
Yeah. So it's not just completely wide open. There's a choke point where, you know, a guard can watch easier, or parents, hopefully.
In this day and age, I think you have to think about including cameras as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that will be, I'm working with a contractor right now.
Good.
The cameras go
great.
Good.
And for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Jason said something about the parents for swimming lessons or something. There was a bit of a problem of them getting too close and helping.
Helicopter parents?
Yes, there we go. And so that, you figured out how you're gonna take care of that, or?
No, not necessarily, but.
I just wondered, because it's, that's really hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hard on the gals, the people giving the lessons, and, yeah. It's kind of like extra coaches. Okay, I just thought I'd check on that.
Sideline coaches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, then, I'll get with them, start working on some more numbers, and get something back to you with some ideas.
Perfect.
Couple months.
Yay, that sounds good.
Tell me a little bit, let me ask a couple questions here, Jeremy. So, what would be the pro or con of doing it south of the pool instead of north of the pool in that stretch of greenery you have there? I don't know how that compares to the basketball court, but...
Right. So,
or is that even our greenery?
It is. Yes, that is our space. The reason I was looking more at the north end is logistically with the filter system and the pump system, the water inlets, all that stuff, it's already on the north end.
Oh.
The heater also.
Yeah.
It's already there. So we wouldn't have to repipe stuff all the way back to the south. Yeah. That was brought up, in the conversations.
Yeah.
And that was the reasoning for going with that, is more of just the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Is already there.
So
on the
your
north
pump
end.
Room and stuff is on your north end?
Yes. Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was the only reason for that. Just logistically. It would be easier. Definitely not undoable to go on the south end.
Well, no, but it would just be a price comparison. Mm-hmm. Like, what costs more, that or the basketball court replacement?
Right. Yes, exactly.
But yeah, that's, I see what you're saying.
Mm. And there wouldn't be enough space to do all this, which...
Oh, there's not?
No, not,
it's
not
smaller.
The whole footprint.
Yeah, okay.
So portions of it, if we decided to go that route, definitely.
Yeah, but it's a bigger area too. That's what I was wondering. Because I'm not, What about, so I think a lot more people would come to the pool if there was more pool space and also these more amenities. Like, I wonder if like Albany or one of those other places has any numbers on that. Because it'd be interesting to see how much of the cost would just be covered, or even how much of the financing would be covered by increased revenue.
Just revenue, yeah.
Because, I mean, I could see a lot more demand for it.
Absolutely.
If you could actually sit there, and the kids could play without,
Well,
3 feet of water, 4 feet of water,
yeah,
whatever is the current shallow.
So a toddler, has to wear a life jacket.
Yeah.
No matter what, or being with a parent or a sibling.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the numbers on the pool this year as far as revenue or folks coming in, but I will say that if I had to make a somewhat educated guess, it's way up.
Yeah.
I know we had to buy a whole bunch of, we bought more life jackets, more water aquatics, water exercise floats and stuff like that, because the classes were full, which we never had to worry about having too many or not having enough of those. So we had to quickly buy a bunch of those because there were folks who were missing out because we didn't have enough supply.
Well, that's good.
That's a plus.
No kidding. Yeah, that's great.
Because sometimes the price, I have a feeling the price is going to be a high number, but if the price over 7 years or over 8 years or over 10 years is balanced against this dramatically increased revenue, because now you're saving everybody to driving to Lively in Springfield or wherever people are going. Right now, we're going far away.
Yes.
We're going to Corvallis, to their little thing. We're going to Springfield. We're going, even if you go 20 miles over to the place by Willamette, that's a really fun little pool, Echo Hollow Pool.
Yep.
But it's still 20, 25 miles away. And
$5 a gallon.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so if you had, you know, I mean, I could just see a lot of people going there, and I don't know what that would mean in terms of revenue, but that, I'd be really curious about that side of it too, because part of what obviously we're going to have to consider is what they alluded to already, what Councilor Leach mentioned, like this pull for the dollars. Mm-hmm. But if we had in our discussion, it's actually going to pay for itself if you just balance it out over some number of years. Yeah. It would change, I think, the perspective.
Yeah,
but
that's definitely something I can. The folks at Albany Parks and Rec were great to work with on all this. They gave me a ton of information within days. It was great to work with them. So
yeah.
I'm sure they can help me out with that.
There's a real cost that we're all paying, and it's not a tax, but we pay this cost to travel. Mm-hmm. And that's part of one of the benefits of actually having a growing city is you can bring more amenities to your own town. And so you save money from having to travel as much, even time. Like how much is your time worth to go clear to Lively? That's 45 minutes in the car, let alone the gas. I don't know. I mean, if we got up to, I mean, we're at 7,000 now, but I just feel like this is what I hopefully am envisioning with this committee is the development part as well as the community services. Mm-hmm. But like the benefit of that development is like you have more choices for nice restaurants. You have better shopping opportunities. You have more employment opportunities near home. Like your teenagers don't all have to drive to Eugene to get a job. So, I met a bunch of kids this summer that were lifeguards, and they loved it. They had a great lifeguarding experience, and I think that's almost as important as people swimming, that these young guys have jobs, and they're learning how to be productive and to, So, anyways, I appreciate all the info. I appreciate what Councilor Hancock said as well. We really appreciate this information and these ideas and that you were working on in the last few months.
Yeah. I'll get with them and start putting some stuff together.
Thank you.
Really great.
Okay. Good deal.
Well, any other business? Always from you.
That just popped right in my head. I don't know why. I've been around my granddaughter too long.
Exactly. Parents over here.
I guess I have I don't know, would it be other business or something that was in the, when I went over the agenda forecaster that I didn't even think about, that, it's a council goal about review of the SDC fees. And I went, that would be probably a really good time to do that. Mm-hmm. The master plan and the SDCs. And I think that'd be good. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I think that that's something we should be working on. If it's here and if it's our job to do it, I think we should get on it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's on page 4.
Yeah.
And it was one of the council goals.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yep.
Yeah, and the Parks Master Plan, I don't know how that works, how you'd get that going, but I know there's got to be a way that we could do something.
So what we'll do is we'll, to start that process, what we'll do is we'll have to go out for a RFP.
Okay.
And see what companies want to
do it.
Help us out with that. And get that ball rolling.
I don't know. Like I say, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think right now we're in a position that we have to get our buns moving on this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And SDCs can pay for our master plan too, so
yeah.
The funding's there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That would be wonderful.
Somebody had mentioned SDCs, I think hadn't been updated since 2006. I don't know where I got that, but
I think it was mentioned that the, but 2006 or 9. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I think that's something that we have to look at. But can you just help me out understanding that process? Because you're talking about RFPs. What are you seeing in terms of what needs to happen?
What needs to happen? So the SDC portion, it's kind of like, it's almost like a rate study in a way. So for the SDC portion, the firm will go out and get, pull information from the community. What do we need? What does the community think we need throughout? And put prices on all that stuff. And then through different formulas that they have, what should each new house have to pay towards that? Mm-hmm. That system development charge.
And I'm sorry, is it broken down into parks and what, public works pieces as well, or does it all go out at once for all of that, or just for the parks piece?
So we have one for each utility. So mm-hmm. there's one for water, sewer, streets, parks. So they all have different funds. They bring in different amounts of money per fund. That's a set amount.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm just wondering if we would do one RFP that covers all of that, as opposed to breaking it up into smaller pieces. Because right now, I think if we sent that to ask the public, their concern is going to be water, not developing the park. So
yeah, your proposal, citywide, utility wide.
Is that a possibility to do it like that, or does it have to be?
I sure do believe so. It'll have to, everything will be broken up and out of their individual fund, but
mm-hmm. right.
I would so we'd, yeah, see why no. not. That'd be more of a question that I would talk to Jason about, but I wouldn't see why not.
Yeah, and I'd be really curious to know what other cities of our size charge, mm-hmm. you know, what they mm-hmm. do, so
right.
how far behind we are, if we are, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't mm-hmm. know. I just think mm-hmm. that we better get with it.
And that seems like it's right in line with what the other people are talking about doing too.
Yeah.
So it's almost like we'd be tagging this along with what Public Works is already talking about doing for water and sewer. Because I'm pretty sure you guys mentioned that at the last meeting, that we need to have that rate study or have that.
Need to be updated. SDCs need to be updated for sure. Yeah.
So, I think that makes sense that you'd include it, but you'd also want to make sure there was some questions in there, especially for the community part, that made people focus on these other areas, so they couldn't just focus on water.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Because obviously water is part of it, but there's also the hidden reality of the sewer mm-hmm. issue that's pending, and the street issues that we heard about a couple of years ago. Updating. So, I mean, so it's smart. I think it would be smart to do all of that.
Yeah.
And that would certainly knock at least one of, that would do council goal 2 and 3. You just talked about 5 and 6 there.
Right, yeah. We're looking at.
You're talking about several of these, which would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can kind of tie 5 and 6 mm-hmm. together.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So the RFP would be to find a company that would help the city make that assessment. Is that an engineering company or what?
It would
kind
be an engineering company. Yeah. Company, yes.
So you'd send it out to
we've
see.
We've used SWS. I want to say. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It's a request for proposal.
Yeah,
their proposal of what?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I think Councilor Leach is right on. Mm-hmm. So,
In some of the other committees I've been on, we kind of take a minute at this point in the meeting to just kind of help our staff lead prioritize what's in here. So, and since Councilor Leach pulled our attention to that, that kind of reminded me of it, because is there something in here besides what we're discussing right now that you would like us to focus on sooner rather than later? And if so, maybe we could mention that to Jeremy and he could work it into our agendas over the next couple months. Maybe not, you know. That question you just brought up is a great one. So I think that should definitely be on our next agenda, that Council Goal 3 that you just mentioned, Councilor Leach. If we had that on our next agenda, just so we're sure to get some ideas if we're going to combine that or if
we can follow.
We had talked briefly about the high school using the pool for training. Mm-hmm. Where are we on that?
So I've talked with Superintendent Stoops a few different times. As you can imagine, this is his, he's kind of swamped right now. Mm-hmm. So we'll be getting back to that. And I foresee, we've talked about it a little bit, but staff-wise, we don't have a problem with them using the pool as it is. Well, you know, we talked about the funding, they'll have to pay for power. Power, but gas mostly and chemicals. But, you know, that's got to be cheaper than going all the way to.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, staff-wise, we don't have a problem with that at all. And we'll get together with him, you know, and before next swim season and kind of figure out some stuff, see if it's going to work out.
Sure.
He's great to work with.
And was that, was this tied to covering the pool? I mean, we used to have a rollout cover. I'm guessing that wore out probably 20 years ago. But I'm dating myself here, you know. My kids grew up in that pool and swim team, and so I'm assuming that that probably rotted away 20
years ago. We have a new one.
You do? Okay.
We can cover it, which will help with
the cost. Well, that's great.
Yes.
Is it in place?
No, not right now.
Yeah.
No.
How does it, does it roll out like the old one? So it's easy to use. Nice.
So we haven't been using it a whole lot in the summertime. Just in the summer, it doesn't factor out a whole lot. But the winter, winter, fall.
So the council goal, discuss the covering of the pool. We can put an X in that box.
Well, does that goal?
I think that they're talking.
You're talking about a real cover.
That pool.
That was. I don't remember who brought that one.
I don't know, but
it's been talked about many times
for years. Yeah, and it's like I've heard that pool was not built to be covered. It's impossible to be covered. You'd have to build a new pool if you wanted a covered pool, and it would be. I don't know. Quite costly to do something like that.
Yeah, well,
and it's still the same size, so no matter what you do with it, you're going to be crowded.
Yeah. No, I think your ideas of moving ahead with
The
kids area is far more important than putting an aluminum cover over them. Although it would be nice, but
it'd be nice.
But a lot of things would be nice, but we can't afford it.
Exactly. We have other fish to fry.
Though, too.
Yeah.
I know. See, that's the thing. Yeah. A lot of folks enjoy their moment in the sun
right
there.
Right.
Yeah.
We certainly.
So, there's pros and cons.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I for one, don't want to worry about covering the pool today.
At all.
No.
No, I'm happy just know that we have a cover for it.
Yeah. Have a cover. Of course I got a cover.
My targets and sights are much lower than the structure.
So we'll leave... Leave that there. Should we want to leave that there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. The only one, I know the Washburn Park maintenance thing has been talked about quite a bit. Has the school district decided what they wanted to do with that or how they did? It's not a big deal, but it's...
Right.
Are you going to do it or not do it? It puts...
That's not something that I have talked to the district with at all. Jason, I believe, has had conversations with them prior, so I can get with them, he can bring me up to speed, and
yeah,
I can reach back out to them.
Yeah, like I say, it's something that's just kind of hanging, and it
right.
seems kind of silly to yeah. just have it hanging. To me, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did yeah, you... Oh, go ahead.
Go on, I'm done.
Because I think that, I mean, sounds like there's a couple of these we could check off. It looks like that one about the welcome to Junction City sign.
That's another one, yeah, that would I... Yeah.
It seems like you guys took care of that. You got that. Are you talking about a different welcome?
We're talking, yeah.
You have that new electronic sign. Yeah.
This was, we talked about in community development about welcome, you know, nice.
On the nice. Edges of town.
Yeah. And Gary got some really nice pictures and of some of the other cities' signs. Yep. And then everything just kind of...
Well,
things haven't changed committees up,
yeah.
So
that's definitely something I know where I can get some information on that, so he can bring me up to speed on that, or maybe he can even show up.
You never know. Yeah. No, that would
yeah,
be good.
We can bring that back.
That
up
would be
to,
good. Yeah.
Okay. We'll yep. bring that back up to.
In the list, I guess.
Yeah. On priority.
Yeah, well, that would be good. If we had that as a priority for maybe the next meeting, and if we had that master plans and STC item, and if we... I don't know if you'll have a follow-up on the kiddie pool and the water park that quick, but is there anything else, counselors, that you'd like to have sooner rather than later right now from our future list here?
Keep us out of trouble for a while.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty big bite. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Sounds good then. So that gives us three items off of those 15 or so that we can.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
And then obviously, if you have something else, Jeremy, like you did tonight, that's great.
Okay.
You're welcome to bring it back to our attention if you're ready for other items too. But
okay.
Thank you for your help.
I think. Yep. Hope that maybe next meeting. Lots of information on discussion on what we want to do with this the skate park fencing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I always see kids over there.
Mm-hmm.
They are skating and biking, and
mm-hmm.
I'm so happy about that. We worked really hard on that skate park.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm
and
so
the,
glad
the fencing
the kids...
needs some work. We just need to decide how we want to repair what's there, we want to replace new, don't want fence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of discussion. Okay. I'm going to meet up with a couple contractors and get some numbers before I throw out the...
yeah.
It might be a little sticker shock. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's great.
Okay, committee member comments. Anybody want to add anything?
No, I'm commented out.
Okay. Well, good then. That means we're to adjournment.
All
so
right.
Thanks everybody for being here. 7:10 p.m. We'll adjourn. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Yeah, that was good. That's a